Humans. Movement. Radio. Woman's. Movement. Radio. Welcome to Women's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we are going to be talking about chocolate, the surreal elixir in business. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I mentioned before the break, today's topic is on chocolate, the surreal elixir in business. Now, everyone has heard of the old joke about women preferring chocolate to sex. I think that statement is subjective. It depends on the chocolate. The sex? It definitely depends on the person you are engaging. Chocolate has long been considered an important way of inducing an amorous mood, and in these times too, it figures as an essential part of courtship rituals and romantic gifts. Modern research has found that chocolate may not only have many health benefits, but may indeed be able to stimulate sexual desire in men and women. Meanwhile, chocolate may be seen as a natural aphrodisiac. Many are blending their fetishes with business. Think about a business that allows you to eat chocolate to lose weight. Sounds like an oxymoron, right? Well, our next guest can tell you otherwise. Now, let's get started on our show. Today's show, we have Patty Overgaard of The Healing Chocolate and distributor for Shosai Healthy Chocolate. Patty is based here in Dundas, Ontario. This great company that she has aligned herself with allows her to tantalize her palate daily with delectable Swiss chocolate while staying healthy and helping those lose weight in the process. When we return, we will have a nice little chit-chat with Patty about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I am so excited to introduce our guest, Patty Overgaard of The Healing Chocolate. As I stated before, she is a distributor for Shosai Healthy Chocolate. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being on our show today. We're so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad. So let's get down to starting you sharing what's going on with your movement and really what your business is all about. So what inspired you to start your business?
Well, when I was first introduced to Shosai Healthy Chocolate, I was actually a self-employed artist and a Reiki practitioner. So the concept of a healing chocolate just resonated with me because it was actually very much in line with what I was already doing. It's a very high vibrational product, and I just, for some reason, I just had to explore it.
Well, I guess for women, I think chocolate is like the surreal elixir for all of us, is it not?
Absolutely. Women love chocolate, and everyone loves chocolate. And it's been so interesting. It's been quite the journey to discover why. I mean, it is a superfood. It is a high vibrational food. It is really, really good for us if it's not basically destroyed, altered, you know, made into a candy. But back to your question, to be honest, deep down, I was also really, really worried about my financial future, I'll have to admit. You don't go into Reiki or art to make a lot of money. So when I discovered that this chocolate was brand new in Canada. It was a first to market product, and that we basically had no competition worldwide. It's like my entrepreneurial side just kicked in, and I just needed to explore it and figure out what this was all about. And I'm so glad I did.
You know, it's interesting that you said that you did Reiki, because I know that a lot of women, we've all heard the term, and the term has been thrown around now for the last 20 years about Reiki. But I don't know if a lot of people know what Reiki is about. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? What is it, a Reiki practitioner?
Okay, well, Reiki basically is a gentle, hands-on healing technique, which uses universal energy to enhance your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gives surplus energy needed to support your physical, your emotional, and your psychological healing. So basically, at its most simple, Reiki can just induce an incredible state of deep relaxation. But at its most profound, it can also be a powerful tool for spiritual transformation. When you have a Reiki treatment, I would advise you go in with no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It basically will do what it's meant to do. So we place our hands on the client. Just gently apply a little bit of pressure. And your job is basically to relax and allow. And what happens, happens. But definitely it helps to unblock your chakras, your energy centers, enhance well-being. I mean, you usually come out of a Reiki session just feeling different. Profound things may happen, or sometimes it takes some time for it to kick in. It's what it's meant to be. It's actually hard to give a really, you know, accurate description of what Reiki is.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to contact you about that, because I think that sounds really interesting to me, and I would definitely love to have a treatment done by you, Patty.
Gladly.
You know, how long have you been in business for now? So just to backtrack here, you were artist and Reiki practitioner, and then you're doing Shosai Healthy Chocolate. So when did you really step into doing Shosai and wanting to pursue this further? Because you and I had spoken before, and you told me that you started it part-time. So when did you actually make the conscious decision to say, you know what, I love this product, I'm going to go from doing it part-time to full-time?
I would say it was probably about a year ago that I really decided that what you focus on expands. And while I was, you know, I was doing my art business a little bit, still giving Reiki treatments, trying to do the chocolate, and I found that, you know, it wasn't moving quite as quickly as I wanted. And it's amazing when I have more or less released the other things. I mean, I will still give a treatment to people that really need one and would like one, paint the odd piece of art on occasion as well. But really, in the past year since I made that decision, it's been amazing to see how things have opened up in the world of chocolate.
Well, I think isn't it kind of genius that you would take something that everybody loves, that you've been told all of your life, oh, it's not really that good for you, and then you take it, and then finally you put a spin on it and say that it's healthy. And I was looking at the book that you sent in to me, and it's talking about, you know, look better, feel younger, be healthier with chocolate. And it's by Dr. Gordon Peterson. Now, I didn't do too much research on him, but I knew that you were coming on and we were going to talk about this, but I want you to tell me a little bit about more about the book and really who Dr. Peterson is. It's Peterson, correct?
Yeah, we pronounce it Peterson.
Peterson.
That's right. Yeah, Dr. Peterson is a board certified in anti-aging medicine. He's a toxicologist, and he's also a naturopathic doctor.
Wow.
He is an amazing individual. I've met him a couple times and can't say enough about him. He has wisdom beyond anyone I've ever met in the field of alternative medicine. I know he is actually the director of the Institute of Alternative Medicine.
Oh, wow.
In the U.S. And he's formulated more than 150 different nutritional products. So another thing he's done is actually published a cure for malaria.
Wow.
He has another product, which I also absolutely embrace and adore. It's called Guardian Silver Sol, and something that everybody should know about. Nothing to do with our chocolate business, but he's a wonderful man. So basically this book, Live Young with Chocolate, will tell you everything you want and need to know about the science behind chocolate, all of its healing properties, and why it's probably the most potent anti-aging agent in the world. So he is now our vice president of education. He came on board with Healthy Chocolate about a year ago, and we're so grateful to have him.
Well, that's great. You know, I was looking through the book, and I was looking at the Science Spotlight, and there was like, I guess, just little quotations about, you know, acute dark chocolate and cocoa ingestion and endothelial. I think I'm pronouncing the word properly. Everybody can look up the etymology of that word. Function. the randomized controlled crossover trial. When they're putting these little quotes here on the spotlight, I want us to elaborate more on, well, let's talk about the flavonoids. Let's talk about what flavonoid-rich dark chocolate does to your digestive tract, how it improves your circulation, especially your coronary circulation, in adults. But also, let's talk about the effects of that on children, if we can.
Sure. I mean, basically, yeah, healthy chocolate can be eaten by everyone and should be, children, healthy, sick, elderly, because it's recommended that we get between 500 and 1,000 milligrams of flavonoids daily. And what flavonoids do is fight free radical damage. So basically what that means is that they are going into your system and repairing cellular damage. What happens in our bodies is that our electrons are unbalanced. And what they do is they go to the next electron to steal what they need to become a complete unit. And what this does is sets off a chain reaction in the body, which causes inflammation and destruction, basically. So basically 200 plus diseases have been linked to free radical damage. So antioxidants are the answer. Now, the problem is our body makes some antioxidants, but not nearly enough to combat the level of damage we all have in our bodies right now.
Well, and it's so also environmental. There's so many elements that we're constantly combating, you know, environmental, a lot of the foods that we eat, you know, we're also dealing, if we were to get even on a deeper level, the spiritual side of things with our dealing with our mind.
Yep. Stress, environment, bad diets, lack of exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just raging with these free radicals. So this is why it's so important, of course, to eat your fruits and vegetables. We absolutely know that you need to have between 8 and 10 servings a day. But the problem is that, first of all, most of us aren't doing that. I'm a vegetarian, and I know I don't even come close to that. It's a lot of fiber, a lot of expense. And, you know, children in particular don't always cooperate when we ask them to eat their fruits and vegetables. So it is so amazing to me that you can get all of your antioxidant needs for the day in a couple pieces, small pieces of chocolate. And it is, I will have to say, the most delicious dark Belgian chocolate you've ever tasted.
I know. You sent me a few pieces. I had the luxury of having some of that, and it was super yummy.
Yeah.
It was super yummy. So, you know, now you've been in business, you said, since 2008. And how do you feel living your dream now? You know, you're self-employed now. Full time. And if any of the women listening, I guess one of the questions that they would want to know is, how do you start a business or a network marketing business? Network marketing happens to be, I think, one of the easiest options for women to get into business. It's also the most cost-effective option.
Absolutely. I mean, network marketing offers such an amazing opportunity. You're absolutely right. Very little startup, generally speaking, very little overhead costs. For me, it's a box or two of chocolate a month. I actually eat my business overhead, which is tons of fun. And it allows you to, you know, really take control of your life and your future, because like anything, what you put into network marketing, you get out. Mm-hmm. Now, it is absolutely a career. It is not something, I mean, if you want to treat it very casually, you'll get paid very casually. If you want to look at this as a full-time, serious career change, then it will pay you as such. But what I love is it gives everybody an equal opportunity. It's not based on education. I mean, you don't have to have an MBA to be successful, a business owner. You know, really, it's your motivation that counts and your why. we talk a lot in network marketing about your why. What is it that inspires you? Whether it be financial, whether it be time freedom, being home with your children, helping other people. I mean, that is a huge part of network marketing, I'd like to add, that really the people that are successful in this business love helping others. Because to be honest, you can't really be successful if you don't help those people that you introduce to your business be successful themselves. So it is really unlike the typical corporate system where people are fighting sometimes to get to the top and don't really care what's happening to the other people around them. Mm-hmm. So this is why I love the industry so much.
Well, how would you say that your business has affected your mind health and wealth? You know, I've spoken to a few ladies now since the launch of our new program and our new network, Women's Movement Radio Network. And each woman that I have the opportunity to interview talk about, you know, the level of stress that has just been deflated out of their lives because they're no longer working in a pressured environment or dealing with the politics of a job. Since they're not having the stress, it's not affecting their health. And definitely the bottom line has changed. You know, some women are in the beginning stages of their business and then looking to expand or grow in the financial aspect. But overall, a lot of the women have already replaced their incomes that they were doing with their other jobs. So
yep.
How have you, since being in business since 2008, how has, from going from part-time to full-time, how have you been feeling about your business and mind, health, and wealth?
Oh, well, I'm very excited about it. I mean, it is so wonderful to get a check every 2 weeks in my mailbox and to see them grow, you know, month after month or sometimes week after week. It's just so exhilarating. But one thing I'll mention about my mental health is I can't tell you how much more relaxed and focused I am simply because of the health benefits of the chocolate. It happens to be an antidepressant, a natural antidepressant. And so I've been through some somewhat stressful times in the last couple of years, and I've sailed through them to the point that people are looking at me and saying, you know, well, why aren't you, you know, having a mental breakdown? And I really do attribute it to some of the compounds in the chocolate. Mm-hmm. But really, I think I just feel a peace of mind that I know I'm taking care of my financial future. Like to have a network marketing company that is growing, I mean, I really think it's better than a pension because it is something that I really see expanding and being for me well into the future, something that I can actually will to my children so I don't have to worry about them. I'm recently separated, so this has been it's very good peace of mind to know I have something like this in place.
Yeah, and you mentioned your separation. You and I have so much in common, and I was just thinking to myself that, you know, I've actually, all of the women that I've spoken to so far, we all have a similar story. You know, we're in a place of transition, and where I think partially why we're sailing through is because a lot of us have done the work on ourselves. And I think that for the people listening, it's so important that you realize that it doesn't really matter what you're going through. It's how you work your way through the process of going through it, you know, staying self-motivated, because there's going to be times and that we all go through that we don't have other people, whether to talk to. And some of the times, even if we have people in our lives, it may not be available. And I think it's so important that we use what we do have, whether it be our businesses or other women that we know in business, and tap into those resources that we do have. How do you find, how many hours do you work in your business per week?
Per week? I would say probably about 10.
10, that's all.
Serious hours, but which doesn't actually sound very full-time. That's kind of funny.
To each his own. You know, we have, yeah, I've definitely, yeah, spoken to women that, you know, they talk about, like, I love what I do. So, and since my business is built around all of my passions, I can almost find, like, I get lost in it sometimes. So I have to pull myself away. But if I was to actually just sit down and just do the work, I would probably say I probably spend as much time as you do in your business.
Yeah, and what I find having a business like I have, like chocolate, is that you never know where you're going to be, where you are suddenly going to start doing business. Yep. Like, here's a story. I went to the bank a couple months ago, and I had 2 or 3 healthy chocolate checks to deposit into my U.S. account, and happened to be wearing my healthy chocolate T-shirt at the time. coincidentally. And of course, the bank teller said, what is this stuff? And how do I find out about this? And, you know, you just never know where you're going to be doing business. So it's sometimes hard for me to even put a, you know, an official time on it, because really it's always with me, no matter where I am. People, you know, ask you what you do, it comes up, next thing you know, you're technically doing business. So that's what I love about it so much. I can do it pretty much anywhere. And I can talk to, I mean, everybody loves chocolate. So, you know, it's just wonderful.
Chocolate is yummy. You're making me want some chocolate now. I'm going to have you send me some another shipment of chocolate. Now, we've talked about, you know, your mind, health, and wealth, and all your business. And what is new and happening in the business? What is happening with Shosai?
Well, probably our newest thing is the launch of a line of anti-aging supplements called Show Vitality. Mm-hmm. And these are absolutely amazing, I must say. I noticed right away a total change in my skin and my hair. I've been battling with my hairdresser for the last couple of years because my hair is so dry due to over-straightening. And it was so funny because after I'd been on the supplements for about a month, I went to see her and she said, "What have you done differently?" So it's got her so intrigued. I think she's telling everybody that comes into her chair about this product. So it's pretty neat. I have a little testimonial I'd love to share also. My father recently had a mass, or a cyst, I guess we'd say, removed from his appendix. I put him on the anti-aging supplements for about a month before his surgery. And it was so amazing. He was supposed to get out of the hospital in 5 days. They kicked him out the next day. He is a veterinarian and wasn't allowed to return to work for 6 weeks. He was back after 5 days. I mean, his doctors don't know what happened. He's really not followed the, you know, the typical healing process. And it was him, without me saying a word, it is him that has attributed it to the chocolate and the anti-aging. Wow. So it's a really remarkable product that heals from the inside out. Very different than anything else on the market. So it's basically, if you would like me to describe them to you.
Now, is it just capsules, Patty, or is there also like shakes or other, does it come in like a bar form? Like what format does it come in?
Okay, well, the Show Vitality Anti-Aging is a capsule. There are actually three bottles, three different capsules you take daily. Now, I'll come back to that, but we also, of course, have hard chocolate, which is the highest antioxidant food in the world. So that is, we recommend you take that every day along with the supplements. In addition to that.
What did you say, hard chocolate?
Yeah, like hard pieces of chocolate. Oh, okay. We have five different products. And then we also do have a weight loss division. So we have a high antioxidant meal replacement shake that was actually just published in the American Journal of Bariatric Medicine, because it is remarkable as to what it's doing for obesity, and a cookie, which is a weight loss cookie. So we have these three different divisions, actually, and a fourth one. We have Healthy Energy, which is an energy drink, something that can replace all that Red Bull and, you know, the really somewhat dangerous energy drinks that kids are drinking. This is one that you would actually want your children to take daily. So these are our different divisions. So the anti-aging is capsule. And what they are is basically the chocolate, the flavonoids from the chocolate, plus additional ingredients that have specific reasons or specific functions for healing. And I mean, the way it was described to me by Dr. Pedersen was that a wrinkle, we'll just talk aging for a moment, a wrinkle occurs when an RNA and a DNA molecule combine. So that is an imperfect cell. That's not what we want. And what he said was that if you look at a cactus, that is an absolute example of aging. Free radical damage from the heat of the sun, the dry, harsh environment. So what the anti-aging supplements do then is go in to the cells and basically make healthy cells are going to now rejuvenate, not these combined mixed RNA, DNA sort of dysfunctional cells.
Yep.
So you're going to then be duplicating healthy fresh, you know, perfect cells. So, I mean, it's funny because I've always wondered if we get a new body every, I don't know how, what it is, maybe every month, every cell in our body has been reborn and rejuvenated. Why are we aging? So this product is actually very fascinating to me, and I think we're going to find more incredible testimonials come out about it. It's really very new. But, I mean, if you'd like me to tell you some of the things that are in the capsules, I'm happy to do that.
Well, I think that we could definitely, I think in the book, it does talk about some of the things that are in the capsules, as well as on your website, you go into more detail about that. So we could definitely provide that to the ladies when we post your information, when they can find that information on the website. Now, I was going to say, just before we're about to wrap up, and I was just going to ask you, is there any words of advice that you have for women wanting to start a business, and especially a network marketing business?
Yes, I would say, first of all, find a product that you're passionate about. That is so important. Because really, network marketing isn't about selling, per se. It's about sharing. So having your own personal story, your personal testimonials, your personal passion is absolutely key to making it work. I mean, good news spreads. If you're excited about something, you're feeling fantastic, or whatever your product may be, people are going to want to know what you're doing, and they're going to want to want in on it. So definitely find a product that fits who you are. Now, another one I would say is don't listen to anyone who says network marketing doesn't work. I mean, the industry obviously has had a very bad rap in the past. Now, I really believe that is changing. Network marketing is exploding. It's a credible industry. I think everywhere you turn now, even mainstream industries, businesses have a network marketing division, yep. So many of them.
Yep.
So I think, you know, don't listen to the naysayers. You know, just believe this is something that is good, is solid, and you can do. Now, once you have a network marketing business, some other advice I would give is really to treat it as though you've just invested $250,000. I mean, the fact that it doesn't cost a lot to get involved in network marketing, sometimes people don't take it as seriously. But if you can imagine you've just invested a lot of money, I want you to think about who would you ask to help you run your company. So be selective when you're recruiting business associates. And my advice would be to look for people that are actually better than yourself, that have skills that you may be lacking. I think you'll find your business grows a lot faster.
I actually like that point. That's a really good point, is to look for people that are better than yourselves. And I think it's because it causes you to strive.
Yeah, it really does. And if you're not strong in social networking, but you know someone that is, wonderful. If somebody else, you know, is very good with graphic design or say trade shows, if that's something you choose to do, great, you know. But I think sometimes network marketers have the reputation of recruiting absolutely anybody that walks by that'll listen to them. And that really shouldn't be the case. I've turned it now to I take a different approach now, I guess, where I feel like, you know, I'm actually interviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to work with? Who do I want to cruise with? Who do I want to spend my time with? You get to choose your associates. So choose wisely.
So that's some great advice, Patty. We thank you so much for being on Women's Movement Radio Show. And we hope that you'll come back again next year and share everything about your business, love, and lifestyle. We're so honored to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
I am so thankful we had the opportunity to speak with Patty. Here is a woman who has taken her diversified passions and intermingled all aspects to create a sustainable business surrounding wellness. What I love about Patty's business is that she used everything she had been given from the universe. She did not look at Reiki or art or her new business as separate entities. She found a way to blend them all together. She is creating her own dream and setting her own trend. Being unique is the one gift we have all been given that is uniquely exclusive to us. Ladies, I speak to many of you every day who join Life Masters Now Success Coaching, trying to define your niche. Most of you come to me thinking that if your passions are so far apart, they can never be merged. Well, look at Patty's The Healthy Chocolate Business, and even look at my J-Om company. We are two women who have passions that generally would not be combined. Patty has a love for art, chocolate, and holistic healing. I have taken my passions for fashion, intellectualism, and design, mixed with a little love and lifestyle, to create an online media conglomerate. Think about what your passions are. Are they polar opposites? If they are, ask yourself, how are you going to take your passions, as different as they may be, and intermingle them to create your sustainable dynasty? Maybe it's time to tap into the universe and ask for some divine inspiration. That being said, I think I will leave all of you to think about my last comment. I know I will be inundated with email tomorrow asking about spiritual marketing one-on-one. But before I leave, I want all of you to know, thank you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Jeanette Eisenstrauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know to be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.